Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Thanks for tuning in. Stay in touch between shows in a variety of ways. You can email us at podcast@simplyscottish.com. You can like us on Facebook to get regular updates and chances to win Scottish music, facebook.com/simplyscottish, or stay informed via Twitter. Our handle is @simplyscottish. Our official website is simplyscottish.com, and you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. From within the app, just search Simply Scottish and access past and future episodes easily. On this episode of Simply Scottish, the first of a two-part series on Scotland's connections with Ireland, an exploration of shared history, language, culture, and more. To start the show, here's music from the Chieftains, showcasing the Uilleann bagpipe, a softer-sounding Irish pipe that is all at once stirring and beautiful. March 17th each year is set aside to celebrate Ireland's patron saint, Saint Patrick, credited with bringing Christianity to Ireland in the 5th century. Captured by Irish raiders from Wales as a teenager, Patrick was first a slave in Ireland for 6 years before escaping and returning to his family. But that experience had ignited a fiery faith in him, and he returned to Ireland as a missionary, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in a land dominated by the gods and goddesses of Celtic culture. In one of his own surviving writings, The Declaration, Patrick writes that he baptized thousands of people, ordained priests to lead new Christian communities, and converted women who became nuns and the sons of kings whose leadership would be affected by their newfound faith. Not many details survive of Patrick, so numerous legends abound. One of the most popular is Patrick's use of the shamrock leaf to teach the Irish about the Holy Trinity. The shamrock remains a popular symbol for St. Patrick's Day today. Shortly after Patrick, another Irish missionary would continue to share Christianity with the Celtic people. St. Columba studied at Clonard Abbey, a Christian monastery in modern-day County Meath. After a dispute with other spiritual leaders, he exiled himself to Scotland, settling on the Isle of Iona, where he maintained a monastery and school for missionaries. Columba played a major role in the politics of Scotland during that time, ministering to the Pictish tribes and acting as a diplomat between tribes. He remained in Scotland for the rest of his life, returning to Ireland only a few times. He died on Iona and is buried in the abbey he created on the island. Columba and Patrick are considered leading figures in the history of the Christian Church and illustrate the influential part the Celtic Church played in bringing a revival of Christianity to Western Europe after the fall of Rome. Outside Ireland, St. Patrick's Day has become a celebration not just of the man, but of Irish culture itself. In a two-episode series on Simply Scottish, we look at the many connections between Celtic cousins, Scotland and Ireland. In a few minutes, we'll look at the epic shared history of the two Celtic nations, and later, an exploration of Celtic language. First, here's Glasgow singer Maeve O'Boyle with a song called Butterfly.
I'm looking for the time of my life, edging towards the edge of my life in this hurricane that carries me through another day to live this thrill again and again. Don't look so worried, don't look so scared. I'm in control of it this time, I swear. Don't look so frightened, don't look so afraid. I hate to see you cry. Oh my butterfly, oh my butterfly. I'm looking for my life in these times, edging towards the inspiration of this height. The world of you, and what a sight, this light tonight and every night. Don't look so worried, don't look so scared. I'm in control of it this time, I swear. Don't look so frightened, don't look so afraid. I hate to see you cry. Oh my butterfly,
and of all
look so worried, don't look so scared. I'm in control of it this time, I swear. Don't look so frightened, don't look so afraid. I hate to see
You're listening to Simply Scottish. Join our Scottish conversation at facebook.com/simplyscottish and get a chance every month to win Scottish music. The Scots and Irish are part of the same people group, the Celts, a dominant group of tribal societies that have their roots in Iron Age and Roman era Europe. Before the expansion of the Roman Republic and Germanic tribes, a significant part of Europe was Celtic. Two main Celtic cultures were the Hallstatt and Latin cultures. Over time, the Celts migrated north, occupying territories that still retain Celtic influence even today. There are six Celtic nations officially recognised today: Scotland, Ireland, Wales, Cornwall, Brittany, and the Isle of Man. These six are singled out because they've preserved their original Celtic languages. There are other areas that claim Celtic influence, including parts of Spain and Portugal, Cape Breton Island in Nova Scotia, Canada, and even an area of Welsh-speaking people in Argentina. Scotia was originally a Roman name for Ireland. Some of the Scoti sailed from Ireland to conduct raids on Roman Britain. In the 5th century, the raiders established the Kingdom of Dalriada on the west coast of Scotland. The name Caledonia was the Latin name given by the Romans to the land north of Britannia, beyond the frontier of their empire. The name comes from the Caledoni, one of the dominant Pictish tribes. The Scoti occupied the land of modern-day Scotland along with the Picts. In the 840s, Kenneth MacAlpin brought the various kingdoms together and formed the Kingdom of Alba, later known as Scotland. Up next, a look at the Irish language that gave rise to the Scottish Gaelic language in Scotland. Let's hear the language being used in song. First, you'll hear a short track in Irish Gaelic from Alton, followed by a song in Scottish Gaelic by Scotland's Capper Cayley.
Says father long wemi wemi, says father long wemi hurting me she. Says father long he sick as wessy, Molina going in common man. Yen in my child and hearts, the killer boy by the black of gone. Sneaky man in it, I go, hey, and Molly as well in me common man. Says father long wemi wemi, says father long wemi hurting me she. Says spot the long piece of the swissy, Molly Nagle, he called a nine. Says spot the long worm, he spot the long worm, he spot the long worm, he had Jimmy Sheen. Says spot the long piece of the swissy, Molly Nagle, he called a nine. The major wish, Sadinia ran a choking ass. Nien in Mohammed Cobray, but choke a ball when he called a nine. Says spot the long worm, he spot the long worm. Says spot the long wormy wormy, says spot the long wormy hodgin machine. Says spot the long piece of the swissy, Molly Nagoni Holloman. Dimish a light a hill, as harlot a sol ship brought a care. Yen a chimaru and beyond a pool just off and chumming it. Says father long wormy wormy, says father long wormy hunching machine. Says father long piece of the swissy, Molly Nagoni Holloman. Says father long wormy, father long wormy, father long wormy hunching machine. Says father long piece of the swissy.
This is Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish. On this episode, we're exploring Scotland's connections with Ireland in the first of a two-part series. In addition to common history, Scotland and Ireland also share commonality in their language. Irish has been the predominant Celtic language for the Irish people for most of their recorded history. When the Scoti settled in Scotland, they brought their language with them. Scottish Gaelic developed out of Middle Irish and was a dominant language for centuries. In the 15th century, Scottish Gaelic began to decline in parts of mainland Scotland, and a Highland-Lowland language divide began to form. Further erosion to the language's use came with clan persecution after the Battle of Culloden in 1746, and English became more dominant during the Enlightenment period. The Education Act of 1872, which completely ignored Gaelic, led to generations of Gaels being forbidden to speak their native language in the classroom, causing irreparable harm to the language. Scottish Gaelic has experienced a revival in recent decades, gaining protected language status in Europe and official recognition in Scotland. Today, around 58,000 people in Scotland speak Gaelic in addition to English, or 1.2% of the population. Thousands of Scottish students learn Gaelic in school today. Road signs in Gaelic-speaking areas of Scotland are written in Gaelic, and the BBC produces Gaelic-language television and radio programmes, all measures designed to preserve a valuable cultural and linguistic tradition in Scotland. On this episode of Simply Scottish, we've looked at Scotland's connection with Ireland in history and language. On an upcoming podcast, we'll conclude the two-part series by looking at Ireland's influence on Scottish culture, including sports, music, politics, and more. That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. Visit the podcast section of simplyscottish.com for a music playlist and links to content discussed on the show. While you're online, like us on Facebook for podcast updates and prize giveaways. And if you have iTunes on a device or on your computer, you can subscribe to Simply Scottish and get new updates and episodes automatically. I'm Andrew McDermott. Tune in next time for more of All Things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.